The local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
Welcome to the Wild West for another week. You are here with Mick, Glenn and Steve.
Big week this week.
Massive week. We've got so much ground to cover.
The World Cup.
Yeah, World Cup. How's Australia going?
All right.
They're still there.
We're still in.
I don't know how. They can't be all right. They have to be half left.
Okay. Well, as long as some former body is there.
Yeah. We love the VAR now, though, right? The VAR. We love the VAR. Isn't it an awesome invention?
It helps out so many teams.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Great feedback, I hear.
It's funny how a couple of days later, your world changes when it goes your way.
Yeah.
More of that coming up in sport. Also, to Liverpool Hospital. Big news this week.
Yeah, getting some money, I hear.
Mick's not happy.
Did you see on the news about the Lacan job?
No, I didn't. Oh, I must
have
missed
that. There we go. There's Mick's alternate view of the world.
Aren't you happy with all this budget noise? No, okay. Mick's never happy.
That's, I guess that's why he's coming up and be mad Mick later in the show.
Also, the latest in television, of course. A lot's been happening in television and a lot in Donald Trump's
world. Mr. Doofus as well, as I think.
Well, we were there, Glenn.
I know. What the hell was going on?
I told you something happened. I knew
He was talking to Lisa Wilkinson a bit too much.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the behind-the-scenes information from the Doofus incident. What's his real actual... What is his real name?
Dreyfus.
Are you sure it's not Doofus?
It's not.
You're sure?
Okay. That's the actor.
Yeah, Richard Dreyfus.
Richard Dreyfus. Oh, yeah, he's an old bloke now. Yeah.
Is he actually even famous?
Yeah. Well, come on.
I had no idea who
he
was.
You saw Jaws?
No.
He was in Jaws. He was in... Ding, 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 ding.
That doesn't help me.
Now,
it's in Ding, 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 Ding. The great movie for all the family.
Was he in E.T.
He could have been in E.T.
Was he the alien?
No.
Or was it the place where they went to that mountain?
Close Encounters or something?
Close Encounters, yeah. Close Encounters.
Did they have a mountain in Close Encounters?
Yeah.
Okay.
They all went to a certain point.
Oh, yeah, to meet the aliens. The point. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that and...
much more.
Yeah.
This is the Wild West.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
No.
Well, get this. Welcome.
He doesn't know Lady Gaga.
Come on, Glenn. How can you not know Lady Gaga?
I know Lady Gaga, but Born This Way isn't Lady Gaga,
is
it?
It is. Oh, look it up. We're going to play it. I'm sure we
got it. You sure it's...
Yeah, it is Lady Gaga.
You sure it's not? Oh, it is. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You know you're Lady Gaga, Steve.
I'm clearly a
Gaga.
He likes hanging around when there's meat hung.
What?
Over.
I don't get that. What does that
she
mean?
She went to a thing.
Oh, the meat.
She had meat all hanging.
Yeah.
You hung around.
What else were you thinking? He was thinking the same.
You can chew on a chop.
It's too early.
But in other news this week, this happened.
Sports going on, I believe.
Yedonak. Courageous, keeps Australia's hopes alive at the FIFA World Cup of 2018. He's certainly won.
Yeah, just alive, still in there, 1-1 against the Denmark team.
Stole a goal out of them,
Not a bad performance, really. They were, compared to the game against France, where they kind of were all defensive and just sitting back and relaxing.
No, but they were
just trying to avoid getting annihilated.
Very good against France.
Yeah, they did.
Played
but different,
very good against Denmark.
But they played better against Denmark. They had
Denmark
they attacked.
They were scared. And Denmark was a bit apprehensive. They didn't play as good.
No, but against the French, Australia was like in retreat mode. But with Denmark, they went into attack.
Yeah.
The last half there was actually the best for them.
They played better.
Yeah, I was quite surprised.
Yeah.
They were a bit unlucky not to get the goal in the second half. They had lots of chances, lots of attempts.
Things will play out for them, so...
We need a few more handballs, maybe.
We just need some sort of goal, right?
Well, we need to win now against Peru, and we've got to hope that the French annihilate Denmark.
Peru comes from high areas. This is
they
pretty
do,
low
yeah,
and cold.
Yeah.
Very funny,
man. No, it's fair dinkum. You have a look at all your running... Athletes, their record times are always being done in the high areas like Mexico, when they had Mexico Olympics. And
Peru's very high in parts. Low in others. Depends which part you're in.
Yeah, that's true. But it's looking good.
Looking
How's the World
fantastic.
Cup going like overall? So?
But I think for Australia too, like it's probably better than I expected they would go.
Yeah?
And I think they've got to... If they can defeat Peru, there's the if.
All they need is 2-0.
Peru's a pretty good team.
2-0.
2-0 be nice, yeah.
Denmark, remember they did Denmark?
Well, Peru's got nothing to win for, right? Yeah. Except pride, because basically they're out. Yeah. They've got no hope of getting through in the next round.
Oh, really?
No, because basically they're eliminated already. Like whatever result they get, they will not get in.
They've been hit.
It's France, Denmark, or Australia, and two of those teams will go through.
The bloke who scored the goal for Australia,
he's awesome.
I reckon he looks like a bush ranger.
Looks a bit like you, Mick, when you were younger.
He looks like a bush ranger.
He could Nick Kelly's brother.
See, stand and deliver.
But he's never lost a penalty kick. He's never missed one for the Australian team.
That's all right.
That's a brilliant result. Yeah. Like, when he's there, he's just going to get it in. You just know. It's like when we used to have Schwarzer as a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Like, he'd never let one through, occasionally. Yeah. Had a moment of weakness, but he was a very good goalkeeper, and that was a big part of the team.
I like those blokes who kick the ball straight back into the opposition, and they kick the ball into the goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does not help.
Yeah, that was one of them done this week.
Now, what about the VAR, Mick? We didn't like the VAR last week after France lost, and then all of a sudden the VAR works in our favour, and now we love the VAR.
You didn't like the VAR. I don't care about the VAR.
You should care, Mick.
You should care.
No.
Okay. Are you for the... It's a bit weird, though. They stopped the game halfway through.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. All of a sudden they go like...
Wait, so they stopped the game just...
No, it's basically like the video ref, they keep playing the game, the video ref in the background checks.
Yeah.
And then comes back and says, oh, stop the game, it was wrong. Let's go back.
Okay. It's better than letting it go on and not doing anything about the... Well, you've got, like, say, if Blake gets knocked over for broken and he breaks his leg and they keep playing on? Nah.
Yeah, go around him.
Go around him.
Nah.
Stop being so precious.
Stop the game and take him off and get the bloke who did the breaking in the leg.
And take him off too.
Send him to the criminals because they like breaking legs.
Now, the strange thing in the World Cup too is we're actually doing better than Argentina almost. We're about the same level. They're not going well. What's going on with the world's fifth best team, 3-0 against Croatia overnight? What the? Poor Argentinians.
Croatians are pretty good.
Yeah, but the Argentinians are...
You have a look at an Australian team. How many Croatians and in our team?
Yeah, but Argentina... But Argentina should not be losing. What's going on?
Everyone falls. Yeah. Everyone gets better. And so.
What goes up must come down. Yeah, isn't that the saying?
So mean, Mick. So mean. Iceland last night, 2 loss against Nigeria. Your mighty old Icelandic friends.
Yeah.
It's not bad for a country for 100,000 if they're just they're there. It's pretty good.
And how many get paid to play professional?
Quite a few.
Soccer?
Don't they? Some,
because they were. They're good players. Well, some of them would be now.
No, a lot of them are playing. Only come from. Iceland, and that's all they do. Some of them are part-time workers.
That's right, because I think the development manager there is a dentist as well.
Oh, wow.
Apparently he says, I heard an interview with him this week, and he says, so why do you still become a dentist when you could be a really good football coach? And he says, I need a release, so I just do root canals.
I guess make plenty of money out of root canals.
Yeah, that's, maybe that's what it is, maybe.
Makes more money.
You know, Iceland, I expect.
Expensive.
Brazil 2-0 over Costa Rica last night, so that's going to be interesting.
Damn, come on, Costa Rica.
Why do you like Costa Rica, Steve?
Because that's my offer sweep. I got Costa Rica.
So basically you lost your money.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's bad news.
Yeah.
But, you know,
but it's been good. It's been very exciting. Lots of things happening.
Actually, it hasn't been too bad so far.
Some good games. Germany and Sweden tomorrow. That'll be interesting. Ooh. Germany hasn't won a game yet either. Another big team that may not make it through. They're the best team in the world, and they're not even... Like, we've at least drawn a game.
Didn't Greece win the World Cup when it was at Greece?
Oh, did they? Go Greece.
When was that?
Oh, about decades 10 to 15 ago? Years ago.
Oh, that was probably the Euros. The World Cup hasn't been in Greece.
No, it was at Greece.
No.
And Australia didn't get in. That was the last one, I think, or the second last one.
Oh, I don't think they were in Greece, no. I don't think you're correct there, Mick. Because the World Cup hasn't been in Greece ever, I don't think.
Well, it should be.
Should be. Let's go back to Greece. The Olympics were in Greece.
That's right, it was.
That's the World Cup. Anything else that you've noticed, Mick?
Stupid drivers on the
track. No.
Yeah, in sport, Mick, in sport.
There's stupid drivers on the track.
Is there?
Oh, I'm just saying, I was trying to segue into it.
Yeah. You got... We've got the best drivers in the world racing.
Yeah.
Good. In AFL this weekend as well, the Swans aren't playing. They've got a bye.
Oh, good.
Bye-bye.
Why are they going to buy?
Don't know. But the Giants are playing the Lions.
Who?
The Giants. GWS.
Greater Western Sydney.
Greater Western Sydney. Don't you love them?
All right.
Rubbish.
Not as good as the Swans, but I like them.
Yeah. Swans are pretty good. Because they don't have Buddy, that's why. That's the problem.
Now, good news is we've won the Origin too.
That's good. There you go, done.
We won.
Wait, why is it on a Sunday?
No, it was the last night.
Was it last night?
Yeah, it's already done. Sorted.
In Sydney.
North Sydney. 16-10, New South Wales over Queensland. Yeah, didn't you not watch it?
Didn't even know it was on. I thought it was on Sunday.
No, it's last night. The women's Origin.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you thinking about, Steve?
I might be thinking of rugby union.
So basically, they're having all the rugby leagues having a weekend off. They're having the Sunday night match.
Right.
And basically, they had on Friday night, they're having the women's having a match.
Oh.
Which I think is actually rather clever because
that's what it was.
They should have them together.
Very confusing.
Double hitter. New South Wales versus Queensland women's and men's together.
Yeah, do as you please. But we've won it. That's great. We've won Origin at least.
That's the first time the women's have played as State of Origin.
Yeah, it is too. Yeah. So I reckon we should just can that now. We've won it. Let's just like never have it again. Then we can claim victory.
Last year's State of Origin against Queensland.
Yeah. How about we just get rid of the men's team and put the women's team in the...
It's like football, right?
No. What you do...
For the Women's World Cup next year, like in a year or two's time.
What you do is get the men to go transsexual and then get the women to go transsexual.
But why? The actual women's team are good.
You get the best men and then you get the best women.
Yeah.
See?
But you don't need to. The actual team is good. The women's team is actually good though, Mick.
Yeah, the women's team's awesome.
I know. That's why you put them in instead of the men's.
Yeah.
But yeah, very confusing.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I don't know how to say. I don't know where we go on from that, really. Yeah. Now, we're not doing too well in the one-day cricket either, Steve. Very upsetting.
No, why? What's going on?
England crushes Australia in the fourth one-day international.
Just stop playing.
Because they have to get over their bad spirit cheating game.
It's like they need some sandpaper.
Aren't people over it already?
No.
They lost their mojo.
Big sucks. Who cares?
Now, what about Kyrgios too? He's had a bit of a mixed week this week. He lost against Federer.
Yeah.
He would have thunk it, the world number one.
Well, that's kind of understandable.
And then he defeats Andy Murray. Huh?
Yeah. He's defeated Andy Murray. He's defeated Federer. He's defeated a lot of people.
So that means Kyrgios is better. There you go.
So is he going to win? You reckon he's going to win Wimbledon?
I reckon he's going to win
Wimbledon
if he doesn't spit the dummy.
He doesn't spit the dummy, he still won't win. Cause
he's pretty good. He's the best.
He might get injured or something.
He does spit a lot, the dummy.
When he spits, he loses it. But this time he spat the dummy and won.
Yeah, so he needs to put his anger into winning, is what you're saying.
Focus.
Yeah. That makes sense, I guess. I like Kyrgios, though. I do like it. I think he's very good, but I don't think he's going to win Wimbledon.
As the master would say, focus in your anger and win.
Focus your anger on your passion or something, isn't it? Something like that. Something from the Karate Kid, I think. Also.
No, from Ninja Turtles.
Oh, Ninja Turtles. Right.
Who quotes Ninja Turtles?
Oh, Master Splinter.
Yeah, Master Splinter.
Oh,
Mick,
God.
Mick, you're full of nostalgia today. What's going on?
I've never heard anyone actually quote Ninja Turtles. I don't know. It's never been...
I don't think I remember that in university. That wasn't in a university lecture, Ninja Turtles?
No, I don't know. It's never had that same cultural relevance. It should have had. Another World Cup news too, by the way. Women have got a breakthrough in Iran. They're allowed in the stadium to watch their team.
Oh, that's
for the first time.
Good for them.
It's like, what a great progress. They're able to queue up outside and...
Wait, they're allowed to open their eyes. That's good.
Yeah, so it was...
Allowed to drive now, I think.
Yeah, that's in Saudi Arabia. They're allowed to be allowed to drive in Iran for quite some time.
I told you.
Yeah. So they're basically a bit of people protesting they should let women enter their stadiums at the World Cup, and they've allowed it to happen. So that's a slight breakthrough. On the other... In the World Cup, there was a big protest. There was some protest signs there for the... They weren't at the World Cup. They had protest signs at the World Cup to get people in Iran to see it because the problem was in Iran, only men could go to the stadium and watch the World Cup game when they've got on the big screen.
Right.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
But however, Burger King has apologised for offering a lifetime supply of burgers, of Whopper burgers, to Russian women who get pregnant to World Cup players.
That's right. Yeah. That's quite crazy.
Isn't it interesting? I don't know how do you prove that.
That's a weird meal
sounds
toy.
Like a Whopper of a deal, but I don't know.
Speaking of World
Cup, they get 3 million rubles and a lifetime supply of Whoppers.
Do they come with fries?
No, they come with a baby.
No, it's... But how do they prove that?
Oh, I don't know.
A bit embarrassing just to...
It's pathetic. What a stupid concept.
Look, I got an egg here. Oh, he got me pregnant.
So apparently the campaign's been taken offline, strangely enough. Apparently it was considered sexist and demeaning, according to social media. What would they know?
It wasn't a good marketing campaign?
Well, yeah, God, we're talking about it, but anyway.
It's making men feel cheap about their bodies.
Yeah, men are the problem.
Yeah, those poor football players.
Women, the women, they, you know.
Yeah, the men are at disadvantage there. I mean,
yeah, I'm pretty sure those football players are really concerned about that.
But it was also funny, I guess not really funny, but the World Cup this week, the Japanese fans, right?
Yeah.
They cleaned up the stadium after the game.
Really?
They did.
No.
They cleaned up, they did. Yeah.
God, the Japanese are awesome.
They were very nice. I thought that was really nice of them. Like, why are they doing that?
They don't drop their rubbish anywhere.
Well, that's it. They'll clean up after others, which was very nice.
And Singapore's like that too, I think.
People shouldn't leave rubbish behind in the stadium. It's really annoying.
No, well, I think that's why they must have done it.
But it keeps people employed, though.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Is that why you show stuff everywhere, Steve?
Yeah,
the stadium?
I work. Like... No, no.
Anything else in sport?
Yes, ice hockey.
Oh, yes, the
ice
dogs.
Ice dogs are playing
the
today.
The dogs, the odd dogs.
They're doing well so far, but they are playing today.
Rough them up, ice dogs.
They did win last week, though, which was very good, by a penalty shootout, 4-3. So I'm happy about that against Melbourne. They are playing today against Melbourne again, so it's like a rematch. It's good stuff. Looking forward to
it. Why do they have two matches in the game? Same
they do that.
Row.
They do like round robin type of stuff.
There's no round robin. It's just two games. And
no, they're playing ice again. No, because
round robin is where you have more than.
No, because they played the ice in Melbourne last week. Now they're playing in Sydney this week.
Yeah, but they're playing Melbourne.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make sense, but
it's like that.
Your life doesn't make sense.
No. That's how the table goes, I guess.
It's just the way the world works.
Designed by stupid people.
Okay. Aren't we all?
Your local station with music, community news and information. All day, every day. 89.3 2GLF.
Welcome back to the program. You're here on the Wild West with Mick, Glenn and Steve.
We just wound Wick up already, so he's roaring to go.
The segment hasn't even started.
He's roaring. Let's wind him up a bit more. His favourite mate was this week very excited because he had a big announcement. He got a big victory, old Malcolm.
He was so happy.
So happy.
Him and the treasurer and everyone.
Matthias and co.
Our comprehensive personal income tax reform. They will be able to keep more of the money they earn. This is the most comprehensive reform of personal income tax in a generation. It means that from next year, middle-income Australian families with two parents, each working in middle-income jobs, will have over $1,000 returned.
How exciting for
$1,000 returned.
$1,000.
Awesome.
Let's look
what
at $1,000.
$1,000 return.
If you've got two incomes, a middle-income family potentially would get $1,000.
How much is that?
$1,000. Yeah, it's like $1,000.
If it's over $200,000, you're getting $7,000.
Yeah.
Well, if you're getting $50,000, you're only getting $500.
Let's be really clear. Let's be clear here, Mick. A lot of these tax cuts they're promising are not even in the current parliament or the next parliament. It's the parliament after. So the idea that they're going to be the same in 7 years, like they say they're going to be the same, I think probably is a little bit. Rubbish.
Yeah, but if they do come through, who gets the biggest bonus? That's the high-income people.
They've got the bigger
high
tax
income
cuts.
Because
it's cheaper. It's cheaper to give higher-income people tax cuts.
Who pays?
There's less of them.
Who pays the taxes more?
It depends. I think people that earn a lot more income tax.
No,
well, income but, pay a lot more tax.
Okay, Rupert Murdoch, how much does he pay in Australia? How much did... all these Google pay in Australia. How much did all these big multinational companies pay in Australia? Stuff all.
I think you've got a bit of ABC bias there.
Malcolm Turnbull couldn't even get his bloody act together with the NBN or Republic. And how can he get his tax together when he's saying at one stage, oh, we are going to drop the tax rate and the people on high incomes will be paying even more tax than when
they generally do. Yes,
they don't. They will not.
I reckon I can compare my tax bill with your tax bill. I reckon I pay more tax than you do. That's a hunch.
Depends on how you take your percentages. It's all
it's about how you make the percentage. I'm pretty sure that I looked at my tax bill.
It's all in the way you read the stats, mate. It's all in the way you read.
Because you're saying your argument is that basically you might pay tax on some goods and services and stuff that you might purchase.
And the people with high income usually have a business. Yeah. Then they claim GST. They claim their petrol. They claim.
You're not claiming GST. You're getting the rebate because you don't want to over That's a misconception.
Depreciation, they get all these other different things.
Yeah, because that's how the...
Average Joe Blow doesn't get depreciation on his laptop.
Yeah, he does.
He
does.
He does. When he has to go to school.
Well, if it's a work deductible expense, he would.
Not all.
No, you don't get a...
I think the problem with this argument is
that personal income tax is meant to charge the person, but then obviously if you're producing a goods and a service in a company, if you started charging all these taxes on stuff, the price of goods goes up. It's no zero-sum game. Companies will still make profits.
They went up by 10% when GST was put in, and these...
And things went down as well. They had high taxes on them as well, so you had things like fridges that went down.
Because
every other country in the world has one, almost.
Because the
Devising government,
Queensland, New South Wales government got kicked in the pants for trying to prosecute this bloke from bringing cigarettes across the border from Queensland, where it was a cheaper cigarette price.
Yeah.
And when they took him to court, they got kicked in the pants and they were told they couldn't have their own sales tax anymore because it wasn't legal.
So the impact of these tax cuts really immediately is pretty much everyone gets the same tax cut almost initially. Initially they do, Mick. Actually, it's funny enough, the lower income people in 2019 get it first. Then obviously the election will be based on this because this will be between Labor going for more people with more money and less people with
low incomes
bigger.
The $7,000 tax break.
Because they don't pay $7,000 tax in some cases.
Then they give these other people $500, the higher income, $500 tax break.
But in many cases, that's been the case for quite some time, Mick. It has been because tax cuts have actually been the lower end for quite some time.
No.
Absolutely. Because they haven't given many tax cuts
tax
to people.
They don't...
Not everyone claims a tax deduction, Mick. Not every person that earns an income will claim a tax deduction.
Not everyone
minimises their tax.
They haven't been taxed.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're being a bit partisan, I would suggest, Mick.
And this is typical
It's a flat tax. That's what they're proposing.
This is typical of your governments who, when they decided to have a government, are the elite of the country, and so they make it to suit
hold on, Mick. You've just got to hold on a sec here.
Mick, you can't attack people.
Let's go to the Liberal Senator for South Australia to bloody clarify your problem here, Mick, because they're doing it tough too.
So the MP's giving themselves more money?
Yes.
Like they need it?
Yes.
How much money do you make in a year as a senator? Which is public knowledge, right?
Yes, my salary, I hear it is somewhere on the website.
Yeah.
I don't look at it because it comes to the bank. But it's not a lot of money, by the way.
Go on.
Politicians, and I mean Australian politicians, work so hard, 24/7. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can compensate them for the work they do. Especially those who have it as their calling, their passion.
Right.
This is pure kujitorea. But.
But what, Mick? Poor lady, how's she surviving $200,000 a year?
Who is a politician in Australia?
Yep, Lucy Gnucci. I think she comes from
African thing. And this,
she was talking on Kenyan television there.
Of all politicians from Africa to Australia, from A to Z, it's typical.
Equal opportunity environment.
They always say, trust me, I'll try to do the best for your country, make your thing. And I'll sacrifice. And then when they get in, they say, we haven't getting enough money. She got caught out.
I don't think she realised that Kenyan television can get into Australia on the internet. Poor lady.
She got caught out.
How naive.
Claiming her children's fare to bring them to her own birthday party from where her kids were.
Right.
And and that was found to be deemed inapplicable. So then she.
But they are allowed to claim family travel under the entitlement scheme. That is actually an entitlement they've actually got.
But they, she went.
She didn't
in
make
for the
those
birthday,
rules. Those
birthday,
rules were there already.
And she had to pay it back, and she got done. And this is typical of all the politicians. Look at Abbott; he's done the same thing. You have a look at Turnbull; they all do it. They only are in the thing for their own self gratitude and money, and how much power they can get. I don't care about the average punter.
Funding, I think they actually do care, but I think they do take a lot of the mickey out of the benefits and stuff they do get. Some of them are a little bit on the high side of generosity.
Benefits they've got have not been established.
Like, you know, there's a bus that goes down to Canberra. You don't need to get the plane down. The bus is quicker.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised because
the bus is only like an
hour and a half getting into the airport down here.
Yeah, I don't understand why they actually don't get the bus down. It'd be so much cheaper.
Halfway down in an hour and a half. You're down near Goulburn, past Goulburn.
But I don't think they want to be with the plebs, though. There's no bus lounge, is there?
They can't be seen with commoners.
You don't want. There's no Qantas lounge at the bus stop, is there?
Oh,
no. No, there's a kebab shop, but not a bus, not like a fancy club to.
That's world food, isn't it? Kebabs?
I think that's perfectly fine. If I go to Canberra, I get the bus down, but...
I'll get your train down. You can get your train down.
Oh, it takes so long, though. 4 hours.
Yeah, it takes 4 hours to get down...
The bus takes 2 hours and a half, two and a half. Oh, it depends if the M5 is busy. Mm-hmm. Could take all day. So she's not a lot of money. I feel sorry for her. I don't think she could be around long. I reckon this lady's going to be gone at the next election.
If she was from Family First, then she moved into independent.
People can change parties, Mick.
To the Liberal Party.
We change stations.
Yeah.
Change parties. That's okay.
Three in a row.
Can do whatever you like.
But the good news is she'll get her tax cut in a couple of years' time.
Pardon?
She'll get a good tax cut in a couple of years' time.
Seven grand.
Well, she's doing it tough, Mick. Only 200 grand.
Plus, perch.
How does she survive?
I don't know how she survives in 200 grand. It must be tough.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I imagine so.
I don't know. But I feel sorry for her.
That's typical politics.
Maybe we can raise some money for her maybe later today. We can put a little fundraising campaign together for her.
Yeah, that'd
to
be
send
nice.
Her back to where she come from.
No. Well, there's a question about her dual citizenship too. Labor's trying to prosecute as well. I think that was a couple of weeks ago. They were trying to argue that there was dual citizenship under the Kenyan constitution if she was born there.
Oh, right.
So she could be another victim of that as well, potentially. Yes. But I think
they should be all made to pay all that back because they weren't entitled to it.
They worked, though.
If you did it on the
pension, well, if you went to Centrelink,
they'd send you, they'd make you pay it all back.
Yeah, but they worked for it.
No, they haven't. Well, who's a harder worker? A father and a mother. They got the problems from day one.
I don't know. Who's the harder worker? The guy that turns up to Centrelink?
Years after. Depends on how long they live.
Not everyone that goes to Centrelink is a hard worker, I can tell you that now.
Not everyone who works a hard
and
worker.
And not anyone who works and gets paid a lot of money is a hard worker either. It's a little bit from A, a little bit from B.
Yeah.
I think it's always really nice to stereotype, but I'm sure there's hard
workers. Hard workers.
Yeah, bees. Yeah.
I've got a couple of worker bees, yeah.
Well, Mick, we'll keep your madness for another time. We've calmed him down. He's back on the edge. He's back on his seat.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
Yes.
Sad guy. He's got to go to jail.
Oh, I hear he's got bipolar, though. Can you believe that?
I think the court done right.
He could have tripolar.
Well, he's tried to appeal the decision.
So, yeah, he's got tripolar.
What a scumbag.
But it's not going to work, so...
No, he should be put in for the full time of 5 years maximum.
It was 21 months, wasn't it?
21 months with 11 months minimum parole.
Yeah, he'll be out in 11 months.
For a bit
and
of a luxurious
fraud.
And the sister
should have got done as well. But they make deals, that's all they say.
And plus, he owes a lot of money to people, I hear, and they might not want to let him out in the streets.
No, he's got a hit on him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's already funny, Mick, to have a hit on him. Yeah, he's a scumbag, but he doesn't deserve to be shot in the head.
Yeah. No one deserves to be murdered.
No. But he's a scoundrel. Yeah,
he's played around
scoundrel.
With big boys, the crims, and you expect when you play around the big crims, you do something wrong to them.
Never a good idea, one would suggest. No.
No, probably.
Just try to avoid that. It's one of my tips. One of my tips of the day.
Well, yeah. But either way, yeah, he's gone for a while. Out of the... Not the exposure he wanted, I'm sure.
Mm.
But on the bigger news of the week, the bigger actual real news of the week, this was announced on Tuesday.
There has been some surprises in this year's New South Wales state budget. The first is a brand new health facility at Liverpool Hospital. $740 million. There's neonatal care, cancer care and an academic centre. This trauma hospital in Liverpool has been crying out for some investment for decades. It has finally secured that funding. There's also, for parents, $100 if...
The old neonatal stuff.
Neonatal.
Do you want some neonatals, Steve?
No, I don't even know what they are, to be honest.
Don't know what it is either, but nonetheless, we're getting it at Liverpool. Fantastic.
Great.
700
babies, that's what it is.
Oh, is that what it is? I haven't met a baby for so long.
Wow. Maybe you got to become a baby again to get.
Yeah, exactly, to get the benefit. I don't know if getting.
But if you're morph for morph, you become a baby.
Yeah.
So basically, they've announced their intention to do this as part of the budget. Obviously, they're going to start the work. It's not going to be all the work because it's, I think, quite a long process before they get there.
A big
I think
con looking, job.
Well, it's actually one of the few things they announced that was quite new, to be honest. Like most
they've
of the stuff.
Redone it and redone it, hash it again, hash it again.
No, they've not announced this before. This is actually a new announcement. Because I actually was quite surprised they actually were going to expand, because Liverpool Hospital has only expanded recently, right?
Yeah.
Most of it's fairly new. It's probably one of the newest hospitals in the state. Mm. And it's quite famous internationally, too. People actually know what Liverpool Hospital is. They try to get people from the UK and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be known as go in there and you lose, you'd come out stiff.
Oh, wow.
That's not very nice, Mick. It's a very good hospital.
It's like Campbelltown. You go in there alive, you come out dead.
No, I've been there before and came out alive. I've seen many times.
I've been there as well.
No, but what gets me is this federal government is bringing all these people in and not. And they know you bring 300,000 people in, give them the facilities to use. Don't make it the rest of them have to miss out because you've got 300 things and now you've got to, instead of waiting 2 months, you have to wait 6 months because all these other people come in. Expand the medical thing. As soon as you start bringing people in, you should be paying for the new hospitals straight away.
Right.
So they should have less?
Yeah, but what they're doing now is they're holding back and saying, oh, like...
But a lot of the people that come out don't really need hospitals, right? A lot of these, like young students that come out, probably ain't going to be hanging out in the hospital on a weekday. So I think that's kind of the ridiculous assumption, because most people that are coming to the country are generally younger and they generally don't need as much healthcare.
When they get run over.
When they get older. When they get run over. How many do we run over every day?
Well, you get run over. Or you get shot. Or you get some exotic disease.
Exotic?
Yeah. Our hospitals are overflowing with young people from overseas. Yep, Mick, absolutely right.
How many?
I think it's the old people.
Young people come over. It's always
family reunion visits and
stuff. People who come over to live here.
Yeah.
Live here. Yeah. And they're usually...
But the bulk of the migrant intake is younger and probably healthier than the people that already live here.
No, not really.
They probably congest the roads more than they do anything else.
You've got road rage. You know what causes road rage?
But it's because it's bad urban planning causes that.
Not having enough room in your car to move in a sufficient speed.
There's heaps.
At peak hour. Oh, the peak hour's getting longer and longer and longer.
Don't drive at peak hour. Here's the
catch
there's
train,
the tip of the day.
Take an Uber.
Catch a train.
Catch a train, yes.
Trains are more crowded than ever before.
They are pretty crowded.
Up to 130% crowded more.
Steve, you shouldn't have left him outside this long. Look what's happened. He's just getting angrier and angrier.
Come in next week.
If you want to pull people into Australia, make sure the facilities are going to accept them and can work with them.
We'll cope.
The trains are fine.
Without putting out other people who live there.
Yeah.
I don't think it, I think the problem is that the government hasn't planned properly. That's different to letting people in the country.
You can let people in the country, I don't say a problem.
That's what you call idiots. That's why I say politicians are stupid people.
Nonetheless, other announcements in the budget, as we announced last, I think we talked about last week, was the new schools at Emerson Park and at Liverpool.
For the population.
The car parking at Emerson Park and Leppington is going to be actually done. They've announced funding for that, which was a bit of a sore point
is
there.
Is it Emerson Lake and Palmer?
No. And the Heathcote Road upgrade, which we talked about last week. So most of the stuff was already announced. That's probably the biggest announcement, the Liverpool Hospital upgrade.
But now it's officially announced.
Officially announced. Quite an interesting pre-election budget that they'd actually announce something for Liverpool, because I don't think they're...
they haven't done that before?
Well, Liverpool's not particularly the stronghold. They've got a there's not a lot of marginal seats.
You know why? Because they normally say Western Sydney rather than specifically name a suburb.
Yeah, I think it's the whole area they're trying to target for.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, so they announced all these little, like, the baby pack and this little voucher things and all these little electoral... No, old people got nothing.
Right. Yeah. What about the single people?
Nothing. I can't go to hospital. I got a new bus, maybe.
Yeah.
They're talking about
you're going to get more on-demand buses as well.
Have you seen the results of the on-demand buses? Each person who catches
7,000, I think, since October.
To be fair, I've been on the on-demand bus, and I'm usually the only person on the on-demand bus.
You know how much it costs the taxpayers?
It's like getting a really elaborate
or $500 bus ride for one person.
What a waste of time. Yeah, glad I'm on the bus. Yeah,
well, I'm important.
We told we waste taxes on
you. Got to get something back. Yeah, I think it takes a while to take on.
No, it's not a very smart idea.
That's buses. You don't need
it. It's not a very smart idea.
I actually agree, because I think what they should be doing, as much as it's somewhat convenient, is that if they had a regular bus service that ran every 10 minutes, that would probably solve the problem.
But you have to have more people employed. Then you have to get...
There's people employed there. There's people that go there. There's cars that go there every day where I work. Yeah. Yeah. There's people employed there. Not a problem getting people there. It's getting them out of their cars into transit.
Have you ever been in driving buses and been stalled into traffic and seen...
You have a bus lane.
No, you don't take bus lanes. Not all the time, because bus lanes also get congested.
But no, you've got to have more bus lanes and you don't get congested and you have more buses, and less cars. Simple.
More cars. You have more cars. People go, oh, we've lost a bus, lost another lane, so we...
So you should, because more people use the bus.
Yeah.
Well, it should be all public transport should be free.
Well, I go for that, Mick.
Yeah, I don't want to use Opal anymore.
I'm sick of using the Opal. Opal for cars also announced to go up in the budget as well. In other Wild West news, Steve, what's happening before Mick gets really mad?
No. Speaking of hospitals, though, I think we also touched on this recently. The paramedics are getting a boost as well, more funding.
Marginal boost, I think, would be a bit of a...
Yeah, maybe a little
bit. They should have had this boost before last budget.
Thank you, the Leader of the Opposition there.
This is what they catch up. This is what's called catch up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or catching up with population growth.
Also catching up the local Woolies and Coles in the area. The plastic bags are going, remember?
Yep.
They're outrage.
Is there outrage for it?
Some people are upset about it.
Really?
How can robbers get a plastic bag and stick it over their head anymore when they want to do a job? They have to go to get a pay for one.
Well, no, I was actually at the shops the other
day. Toby Steele one, Mick, I suspect.
The thing was, I was at the shops the other day, and these two people were walking around wearing lucha masks, like they had masks, and then they had sombreros on their head.
Lucha mask?
That's a lucha mask.
Mexican wrestling mask.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And they had sombreros. It was weird. When people were looking at shops, they're like, that's weird. At least they didn't rob the store or anything. But
could have. They could have been
mentioned. They could have. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? Or they could have wrestled them to the floor.
It was very weird, though. And they were walking past the bank, so people got scared, clearly.
Well, I'll tell you a good story.
Oh, here we go.
If you once said, there was blokes wearing green T-shirts and pants, and they were jogging past the prison. And when the guard saw it, they called for a lockdown.
Oh, did they?
Because they thought some prisoners had escaped. Because these normal prisoners wear green.
Oh, yeah, the jumpsuit things. Yeah.
Now, another guy that might be in that same prison, Mick, is a guy last Sunday, a Dandenong man, 32, went to the Caltex at Moorbank. He went to the counter, got some cigarettes, and took them without paying. He then argued, took scissors from the store, made threats, and they had to hand him his phone. He's the old scissor point robber. Basically, he was found and then basically arrested and taken, being charged with armed robbery with stolen scissors.
Not scissor robbery?
I don't know. Is armed robbery with scissors? I don't know.
As long as he didn't run with the scissors, right? Is that what he got charged for?
Did he take the arm?
You used to at school, right? You can run with scissors at school. Very big thing.
Did he take an arm or a leg?
Well, I know he's in jail and the bail was refused. He's due in Liverpool Court this week. So he's in a bit of sort of bother, one would suspect.
Yeah, maybe. You know.
He might find a shortcut somewhere.
Oh, Mick.
Oh, no.
That was a good one, actually. Yeah. Speaking of
Are you saying these other ones weren't good?
No, not really.
I'm always good.
We'll move over to some, I guess, happier notes. There's going to be events at Big Park throughout the weekend and also the week of, and also the Casula Powerhouse. But we'll get into that a little bit more closer to NAIDOC week. It's just like a pre-announcement. We're doing like a pre-budget NAIDOC announcement.
Yeah.
There'll be events, but we'll announce them next week, I think.
Now, the champion has talked about a Halsley resident on the M5 this week found herself in the middle of a crash because a mattress went rogue.
Oh, wow.
So someone was having, I don't know why people do this on a motorway, had a mattress tied to the top of their car, went loose.
That never works.
Boom.
Especially if it's a VW or roundy shaped car, and they just get blown off.
So here's a tip of the day. If you've got to move a mattress today, don't tie it to the roof of your car.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a good
Get something
story.
More suitable. My tip of the day. Yeah. I've got many tips, but
I was following this VW bug once in my panel van. This was when I was a young boy. And this VW panel bug was carrying corrugated iron. A big gust of wind come along and took the corrugated iron and the roof rack straight off, and I had to miss it, just missed it, and it was at head level. So I would have been coming around with no head. So yeah. That's the type of people who tie things onto their roofs.
Yeah.
Well, don't think Mr. Bean done it once. He was quite good at it. But
I do like Mr. Bean. Yeah.
I like Mr. P.
Now, SBS, and also SBS is about to air a new drama called The Ropes. Oh. It's been in, it's probably set in Fairfield, actually. It's a local production.
Like Howzo?
No. It might be a serious show. I don't think so. I think that not everything's a Howzo show in Fairfield, Mick. But they got a chance to be part of the father-daughter boxing drama.
Oh.
So, which sounds quite interesting. So
that sounds like family violence.
It's family food fighter.
No, it's not. Tisk, tisk, tisk. So if I was
teaching him how to box, she's boxing, that's part of the violence, so it's family togetherness.
No, it's a father-daughter tale of a daughter that goes into boxing and martial arts. So
sounds interesting.
Not family violence, Mick. That's a completely different thing. This is kind of a rich cultural story.
Is Mr. Marshall painting too, is he?
Who's Mr. Marshall?
Don't know
Martial arts?
Anyway, the show will...
That was a good one, actually.
...will shortly hit on SBS soon, The Ropes. Keep an eye out for it. It's being filmed all through Fairfield, and it'll be an interesting story and tale.
Yeah. I was just going to...
four-part series, too. It's quite a...
Might check it out.
Yeah.
It's like Cabramatta one, is it?
Yeah.
Like when
no, it's a drama. It's a drama about...
Cabramatta did...
They've done a documentary.
As well.
This is like a drama series.
This is a drama series. But it was real life.
That's not a drama series.
Documentary.
That would be a docudrama, I think. But
it could have been a mockumentary.
Mockumentary? Oh, that's no, Howzo's is a mockumentary.
Howzo's is just sad.
Wow.
Is this the Wild West?
I know. I think it's this mix of old stories, basically. Which is they're all good. They're all fantastic.
No, they're good.
So that's it for the Wild West, I think, for the moment. We're back with more.
Part of your community. This is your local station. 89.3 2GLF. Did you know?
Your local station with music, community news and information. All day, every day. 89.3 2GLF.
Welcome back to the Wild West. You're here with Glenn, Mick and Steve. It is time to talk television.
Oh, where do you begin? Been a big week in TV.
Oh, yeah.
Have we got televisions at talk, have we?
We do. They talk back to you. Did you notice that? If you talk to them, they talk back.
Oh, yes. What's that called? Smart TV?
Well, we're not very smart, but anyway, what can we do? But where do you begin? Let's begin with one of the interesting stories of the week.
Sure.
On Sunday, we have found out that is it something up, the new thing to buy on the stock market, maybe?
Van Vonderen with ABC News. Liberal Party members have called on the Turnbull government to sell off the ABC and move Australia's embassy in Israel to Jerusalem.
Well, that's a bit of controversy there. Liberal Party members want to sell off the ABC, the loss-making public broadcast that makes no money.
But they make some very good TV shows.
They make good TV shows.
Yeah, but they want something that makes money.
Yeah.
They
do. No one's going to buy the ABC unless you, make a business case.
I was told that the Hard Quiz has gone overseas. They're making another Hard Quiz somewhere else.
Yeah.
Under
yeah.
license.
It's a great show.
But the ABC doesn't make a profit, though. The government has to give them money to be funded.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We used to pay for it with our radio licenses.
You are still paying for it.
You don't pay for a TV license.
That's what we should have now, a TV license.
We used to have them before.
Yeah.
And they used to come round and check out. And
they have them in the UK still, but they're very hard to enforce in the modern world.
Yeah, I know it's in the UK, but that's what we had over here.
But how do you have to pay it on your smartphone as well? Or?
Yeah, it'd be like a subscription.
Technically, you have to pay on your smartphone or your tablet as well for a TV license in the UK.
It'll be a digital.
But what is the Liberal Party's idea here? Because it does seem like a little bit crazy. Well, the Liberal Party members, because the Prime Minister came out saying...
Yes, they agreed. They must have probably got someone to sell it to.
Yeah.
And
no, they have as to they change, normally do, have to change
Turnbull
the ABC.
Normally does, he stuffs everything up. Oh. He's a stuffer-upper.
Wow, he's a stuffer-upper.
Yep. Look at what he's stuffed up lately, the NBN.
But is it really viable to, is there an argument the ABC could be sold off in parts, maybe? Well, possibly could be, or change.
Nearly every country in the world's got their own.
Some don't.
State-run
North Korea broadcasting. Does. North Korea's agency. Got one. They're very nice, the North Korean Broadcast Network, right?
So I think the only one might be America. They got it all privatised and look at the crap they get out of there.
But I think as ideas go, they've missed a step. You've got to commercialise it before you can sell it.
No, it's also...
You've got to make it profitable before you can sell it. No one's going to buy something that loses $1 billion a year unless they're going to shut it down.
Depends on how you class losing $1 billion a year.
Well, losing $1 billion a year.
Making entertainment.
If you go into a commercial environment.
No, yeah. You talk about entertainment, what it does to train the people up.
I agree with that.
Training everybody.
You're missing my point.
You're talking about a profit, and the profit is not seen. The profit is spread through the arts and the other parts that spin off from.
Like Giggle and Hoot ABC contributes to the arts
Bananas in pyjamas.
Yeah. But Mick, what I'm saying is that that's all good and well. But the thing is, if you're going to sell it off to somebody, they're not going to probably spend $1 billion a year, because they're not going to have $1 billion a year to spend on making television and radio services. The government's the only people that
they wouldn't have to.
The government is the only person that will. You'd have to put a lot of ads on there to make it.
Have to do would be put some of their old reruns or Channel 9 or 10 or whatever. Put their reruns on like they do. You have a look at half the TV programs or...
Reruns.
Yeah.
Well, there's good news, new shows too. Love Island apparently is going really well, Steve.
Really?
Apparently.
No, I have not watched
apparently it. It's attracting the younger crowd.
No.
Oh, I can see why.
Gen Y, they love it.
They love that fake reality shows.
They should get those Adam and Eve. If you want to see Love Island,
never
watch
seen
Adam
the show,
and Eve.
Rick.
This is the new German show where they have a date naked.
Right.
Not only Germans, I think it's...
But it's a
German-made
show, isn't it?
It's different. Sometimes I'll say...
you're a connoisseur of this program?
It's Mick's favourite show.
Mick's favourite show. He's like, what happened this week there?
Don't know. Jump off the thing onto the island all naked.
I wonder what happens next.
Sounds exciting.
Well, in the UK, Love Island actually got physical.
Oh.
They actually got into a punch-up on Love Island. It was rather
Gee, that's like the Liberal Party meetings.
What, like Love Island?
No, they got up in a punch-up.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's Love Island, eh?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to television, though. I was going to say, we actually went to the project last week.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn and I, first time went to the project.
Good there was controversy because...
Oh, I know, see...
Mr. Doofus.
Come on, Richard Dreyfuss is a nice guy.
I don't know. Have you heard his defence to his...
Yeah, it's kind of terrible.
He was on Today Extra, and Today Extra gave him the extra, like, free rein to
They were happy about that.
Let's see what...
Well, the thing was the whole Me Too thing, stuff that happened years ago, and...
Well, he was asked a question about Me Too, and I think...
But he said we were only there to plug what we need to plug, which was a... for Supernova. They were
doing a
meet and greet type of thing.
He's got a bit of a point, though.
Yeah, he does.
Let's have a listen.
That's why I'd like to clarify them, if you don't mind.
Of course.
I was mugged the other night in Sydney, Australia, not by a petty thief, but by the host and hostesses of a talk show called The Project. Kathleen Turner and I had been invited on the show to have a light, friendly chat about the autograph show that we were participating in Sydney and then Perth. As that invitation to a specifically light and friendly chat was being repeated to us by two or three of the show's staff. Questions were prepared and entered into the teleprompters that could be referred to by Lisa Wilkinson and Hamish McDonald, the two of the hosts. Light and friendly did not survive until the end of the first sentence.
And that bit, to be fair, would have to be true.
He's not wrong, because they were only there for about 2 minutes.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's probably their interview was, is that while the question was legitimate, the project's claiming they asked the question, but the problem is that the show was at the end. They had 4 minutes. By the time they got to talk about anything else, they never had a chance to.
Yeah. Why do you think they waited?
Like, they have a whole hour. They could have, like...
They could have pre-done the interview, or...
I think it was a bit unfair to them in that sense, because I think the question was fair, but I think the fact that they only had 4 minutes and then couldn't finish the
But what were they there for in the first place?
To plug
their show. They should have plugged the show first.
Well, they gave a plug at the end, though, to be fair, that they had a little bit of a plug. But it was, I had no idea. I had no idea who he was or why he was out here. Apparently he was royalty, but...
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
But
you've seen Jaws, haven't you?
But he was actually... But it,
you see. Oh, no, you meant the project.
But he was having a long chat to Lisa Wilkinson after the event.
Yeah,
same. A very long conversation, probably like...
I'm sure, where's my time to talk?
Can I come back tomorrow night and talk a bit more rather than just talking about how I'm a monster? Yeah. But it was because he actually had these responses actually quite well done. It actually was kind of the most insightful conversations on the topic. Yeah.
Usually one's like, oh, if I did it, oh, I don't remember, but I'm sorry.
No, but he added up to it. He said he was a dirty dog.
That's what I mean. Like, his one was actually proper.
I don't think he looked too bad until he then complained about looking bad.
Actually, yeah, you're kind of right on that one.
If he didn't say anything, I don't think anyone would have even really cared. I actually don't think he'd done.
People wouldn't
anything.
Even notice, I don't think.
No.
But was he playing up with other women?
Well, here's
typical
the quote.
Of the time.
Well, that's his argument.
That's his defense.
Yeah.
Yes.
He did a lot of things he's ashamed of now that were culturally supported by all the men we know and as all women know. You know, so he's a dirty dog. He was at his grandmother and, you know, he would head on people's grandmothers and stuff, and that's who he was.
Yeah, co-workers' wives and things. And
so, yeah, I think he's got a bit of a point.
But remember, who was the bloke who said, I've lived, slept with 5,000 women?
I don't know. It's probably a lot of men that have said
Ozzy
that.
Ozzy Osbourne, Tommy Lee.
It was Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, Ozzy Osbourne.
And he said he was...
Is he the only one?
No, he had an interview on TV about it.
Oh, did he?
And he said he was last week or the week before on the project or something like that.
Right.
And he was saying he was disgusted with himself and he was just angry.
Oh, they say that now. Yeah. Now this whole Me Too thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But...
Well, let's go back to the 80s anyway. But back in the good old 80s. Let's go to the 80s and what's come up in the 80s?
Glenn, if this was like an 80s Saturday night TV slot, we've got a couple of shows that may be coming back. The Nanny might be coming back. Can you believe that?
That's sad.
They're jumping on the bandwagon of like the whole Roseanne thing. And
But is she going to be a nanny back? Or a grandnanny? It could be the grandnanny.
No, it'll just be the nanny.
Because she's pretty old, friends.
Fran Drescher, yeah.
She's pretty old.
Could be getting the walker out.
60 now, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Over 60.
Okay, well, there you go.
Roseanne, too, coming back. It was only off air for a couple of weeks, but it's coming back without Roseanne, obviously.
Yeah, the Connors.
The Connors or something. Connors,
which is fine. I mean, it won't be the
weird.
Same. You can't have Roseanne. This is what you can't have Roseanne without Roseanne. It's like having The Simpsons without Homer, you know?
Yeah.
It's just Homer's a Greek god, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. But we're talking about the actual Simpsons. So I kind of find it weird. I don't think it's going to do as well. It won't last long, I don't think.
They must probably just refer to her a lot.
No, they're not going to mention anything about her. She got a payout and then that was it.
Oh, she just like died suddenly.
I thought they might have just had
it's
a
be awkward.
Picture of her on the thing.
No, nothing. Nothing to do with her at all, apparently. But I think she'll come back, to be honest.
Well, it may not be the real deal, but The Voice also didn't have the real deal either. The Voice didn't have a singer this time. The winner of The Voice was a looper.
A looper? Oh, like on the DJ looper?
Yeah, he's a looper.
But that's not The Voice. How does that work?
Sam Perry, he's won. He's basically done his little looping and he's actually won the battle.
Are people angry about this?
Yes, apparently people are angry. On Twitter, apparently, if you look at Twitter, apparently people are outraged that how could The Voice lower themselves down to looping?
It's kind of true. Like, how could they? To be fair,
it's DJ's music, though. Like, you know.
They do, but it's called The Voice. It's not called the computer generated noise.
But he has, like, he kind of, like, muffles into his little thing.
Okay, so he's using his voice.
Little, sometimes he does.
Okay, that kind of...
I've seen him once or twice.
I don't know their rules, but...
he's not obviously allowed in, he won.
So is The Voice to do with singing only?
No, I guess not, because the looper
he's music, obviously, but the name kind
he's
of indicates.
He's a flipper looper.
Yeah. It was probably the lowest rating voice ever.
Yeah, because there's... I wonder why.
Because there's no voice.
Yeah. Could have been a mimer. Could have mimed it. Oh, instead of having a voice... Be a mimer.
Yeah, why doesn't a mime win?
Yeah.
The Voice.
Oh, yes, please, save us, Steve.
Put a bit of accent on when you use your hands.
Speaking of not good things, though, we had Floptus this week, Mick.
Floptus.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you privatise. No. Who had to take over the thing? A public servant.
We'll just quickly run through it because I'm sick of hearing about it this week. Optus gave the rest of the round games to SBS.
Who's public? Ownership?
Okay, Mick, private, public, we don't care. You can watch it anytime, it doesn't matter. But that's what's happening now, and hopefully they get it sorted eventually. Yeah. That's it.
Now, also to Netflix too, Hannah Gatsby.
Yes.
You know her, Mick, the art show lady.
Oh, right, I thought you meant The Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby. Well, let's call it The Great Hannah Gatsby.
Surprised she didn't call the show that, to be honest.
She didn't, I don't know.
The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
But she's got a show on Netflix, a comedy special. Okay. It's quite unique.
I love being mistaken for a man. I wouldn't want to be a straight white man. Not if you paid me. Although the pay would be substantially better.
Apparently it's got critically acclaimed.
Oh, wow.
Got who?
Critically acclaimed.
Which means it's good, apparently.
Apparently it's
been,
awesome.
No, it could mean critical acclaimed. Could be it's been criticised badly.
Yeah.
No, it's
critical acclaimed, isn't it?
No. It's a must watch, apparently.
Well, I will watch it, and I will give
apparently
you
apparently, it's like an anti-comedy. It's kind of a different type of stand-up show. She kind of talks about her backstory and, you know, and a couple of things like that, so...
She's talked about that before.
But not on a big global platform, and not with like the New York Times saying, you know, to be frank, the ABC might be wonderful, but you know, it doesn't really make it in New York City.
Like that, so they should have sold it.
But ABC doesn't have the exposure as Netflix does. So.
Yeah,
or the audience.
I love the ABC, however.
I do too, but
Free TV Australia though is talking about about the Competitive Neutrality Inquiry Panel, which sounds like an exciting adventure.
Sounds like a lot of crap to me.
Well, basically, it's trying to figure out. It's trying to figure out what the public broadcasters should or shouldn't be doing in the new world. The Free TV is basically suggesting they need less Brooklyn Nine-Nine-Nine and Batman.
What? Less Batman? Come on.
On SBS.
They need more Batman on SBS. Yeah.
And maybe more Eurovision and Cardboard Kitchen.
Nah.
What's Cardboard Kitchen, out of interest?
It's a cooking show.
Okay. From Kabul.
A bloke who travels around the world.
Yeah, but when it...
Trying different cuisines, and I don't watch it.
Okay.
I just hear the ads.
But shouldn't they be like getting what rates, though? Like if Brooklyn Nine-Nine is rating or Batman's
rating?
No,
I think they should be doing what they're meant to be doing. They should be getting ratings. Being a multicultural broadcaster.
If you create a good show...
But you think they're a TV station at the end of the day.
Isn't Rake a good rating TV
show? Rake's an amazing show.
Yeah.
I don't care about ratings.
ABC is fine, but SBS was always set up with a mission to actually do something different. If you're not doing things that are different, you're not then doing what you meant to do.
They are, though. They're putting Batman in Brooklyn. That's different.
No, it's not.
All the old shows.
What other network has them on Australia?
Because they got the rights for it. That's a ridiculous argument.
And they got.
But it's different, right?
And all those docos they do.
Not really. I don't
know. They do a train doco. Isn't that enough? That is a freaking train series. Like that's different.
Yeah, exactly. They're running a train series. Like that's a multicultural.
There's two train series.
Yeah, it goes
on
through
SBS.
Like Switzerland. And
there's two train series.
Two
train series.
They had the car, and what's the other one? They had the car.
They have no shortage of train
the English,
series.
English. Train travel, then the best trains.
Well, I will watch it when they have the airport line.
The T8 line.
The T8, that's it.
Oh, T8 line.
Yeah, exciting.
Now, Home and Away 2 had a gay in the bay this week, apparently. They pecked on the cheek or something, apparently, Steve.
I thought that someone kissed before. Or was that Neighbours?
Apparently, that was Neighbours. They've been doing
it for
years.
Oh, they've got to compete now.
Apparently, Channel 7 it was a bit more sensitive to do. The execs got a bit concerned back in like 2009. They canned the idea.
Did they? Over a kiss?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed. That would be. It's Home and Away.
Was it a gay kiss?
That's the problem, I think, apparently.
Oh, okay.
But now they've done ones. Now they're okay. Now they're.
And I bet you go, we had it planned for so long.
And they're going to do it again and again. And now it's.
Everyone will be kissing.
Yeah, everyone
I've seen blokes kissing fishes. So is there any...
Rex Hunt used to kiss fishes on Channel 7 every day.
But he was a bit suspicious, though.
Yeah, we saw what happened with
these fishing shows, you see him kissing them, too.
Yeah, and you throw them away. Like, what happened to Me Too for Fish? They get kissed and thrown away.
What about when the politicians kiss the babies?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway,
back to television.
On.
Yes. Now, Michael Slater's joining Seven's cricket team. They're really going all out with their cricket, aren't they? Seeing as they can't get, you know... anything else? Other than I got cricket coming up, and
I've got a few things. AFL Olympics.
I've got the tennis as well because Nine aren't getting it early. So
SBS, I mean TBS is coming. I mean ABC's got some good shows.
We know the ABC's
shortly.
Good. Yes,
yes, we know you work for the ABC.
Yes, yes. No, everyone should work as the public broadcaster. We're selling off GLF. You know, we're privatising it.
Yeah,
we're selling it off. Do you want to buy it?
No.
No. Okay. Bugger.
That's right.
It won't make a profit.
Of course. Exactly.
Don't you want it?
Now, the Logies too coming up.
Yeah,
Carl's not happy apparently.
Weaving. I want to talk about this story in the
Hugo Weaving.
Yeah, in the Daily Telegraph today. Aussie actor Hugo Weaving saying he won't be attending the Logies this year. I don't like awards, he says, because I generally am being used by someone else to promote their thing. The Logies are just promotional tools for TV channels, he says. What, dude, Hugh? The Logies are also recognition, I don't even know his name, for the hard work of those who work in a great industry, an industry that entertains all Australians.
Carl's on his high horse all the time these days.
That's what Carl was pretty much saying.
Yeah.
Bottom kissing.
The Sunrise guys aren't turning up, so that's kind of why it's a bit there.
I think it's the Logies, you know. Who cares about Logies?
And the Logies used to be run by TVB, who used to be owned by Channel 9. Who got most of the Logies?
Channel 9.
Channel 7 did, actually, for a long time. It's quite ironic, actually.
Carl's not wrong. It is kind of a platform to show appreciation, but
It's also to show off your shows. And
of course it is. Yeah, and to drink and have fun with your friends. That's pretty much what they do as well.
Yeah. Now, Crew Eye for the Straight Guy has went down to...
Yes.
Yes.
They went down to Yes. How was it?
Here it is.
They went down to Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, the district. Wool, wine, and water.
Oh my God, kangaroos! They're looking at us! Yes, kangaroos!
Just as Netflix found Gay Georgia on the map, leave it up to them to find Yes, Australia.
Hey, Tan.
Yeah?
Tan, yeah. Oh, could you do your Australian accent for us there?
Well, leave me alone.
Rack off, just leave me alone.
Can we get the dossier, please?
So we've got our work cut out for us.
Okay, I'm
we send our sympathies to the people of Yass for enduring such nonsense.
It must have turned out so well for them.
Oh, poor Yass.
Been a Yass.
Have they not got the Google Maps over there or something? Like, can they not find stuff on a map?
I don't think they even
know. Do you need a TV show to find stuff on a map these days?
All you do is just go on the Hume Highway and you find Yass.
It's not hard to find Yass. It's pretty easy. You're there in a couple of hours.
South.
It's one road, right?
a new TV show coming up too, Steve, which is interesting. They're doing it for auditions at the moment. Lego Masters.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, we could play. We could be the competition.
So basically, if you're good at Lego, basically you are basically there to put together Lego things on television.
That's pretty cool. I might check it out.
Yeah.
I gotta say, it does look pretty good.
How good is your Lego building skills?
Oh, pretty bad. But
yeah, but
you, I'm good at
knocking. You might need to be good.
I'm good at knocking them down, but...
I like putting my Lego over.
Thanks, Mick.
Lego, Mick. Lego.
Oh, Lego.
It sounds like a good show, though. I probably would watch it, to be honest. Yeah. Sounds... All right.
And there's also to the other show too, which is that Everyone's a Critic show, which is the Gogglebox for the art world.
Oh, really?
It's on ABC,
I think. But have you watched it?
No, it's starting to come on soon.
Yeah, it's coming on. It's got
all the different types of people.
It starts on Thursday, but basically it's all these different people go to an art gallery and then talk about the art and give it the criticism.
So just like an art snob.
Yeah, all different cultures too.
Yeah.
Different colleges.
I guess because he'll have different interpretations of what it is. Actually, that sounds pretty interesting.
I like them to see some of that modern art where they just got that black bit of paintwork and then...
Yeah, or it's just like nothing.
And well, there's nothing.
It's really good.
It's interesting, yeah.
I see what they were going for.
I don't know. I don't think the art community will like this once the common man turns up.
That's what they should have. Like,
that's what they're doing.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to have to watch it now.
Sounds interesting.
When does it start?
Thursday.
Excellent. Thank you.
On Mick's favourite ABC.
Mick's ABC. All right.
That's it for TV.
That's it. I guess, what else? What did you guys watch this week? Anything interesting?
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Mick, Glenn and Steve. It's time to chat movies.
You haven't done that for a while, Steve.
I haven't, but there are some movies I would like to see. We were talking off-air, Mick. The new Ocean's 8, I'm really... interested in checking out.
It's got women in it. It's the replacement or...
Well, that's right.
I'm not saying it, but...
No, I get that. But it's the same thing as they did with Ghostbusters where they got a women cast to see it. Yeah. And that didn't do well as well, so...
What's wrong with having
the
women
writing,
in
the writing.
No, because they do it just as a
it's not the
cash grab, Glenn, rather than, like, you know, for a purpose.
Why is it a cash grab?
Living off the name.
Living off the name. They just do an all-female cast to get a new audience in rather than provide a new story or, like, anything.
But it is a new story.
No, it's not. It's the exact same.
It's a new cast.
Yeah, it's just a cast, not a story.
There's a difference between cast and story.
You've got to have a different story, surely.
You must be a racial prejudice because you've got it about cast.
What do you mean? You hate cast? Yeah, I don't like them.
They're annoying. You're racial prejudice.
Oh, he's talking about a cast on your leg.
The cast syndrome. I mean, system.
I don't get it now. What do
the
you
cast system in India? I'm not for that either, no.
See, you didn't like the cast, so it's a cast system.
Cast system.
Yeah, but no one likes
it. It's supposed to be a joke.
Flew right over my head.
Was that meant to be funny?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Mick, that flew right over my head.
Yeah, because he was talking about he didn't like the cast. So his cast racial, wasn't it?
Okay, Mick.
But is the cast got a
back race? To movies, anyway. Though. I will check out Ocean's 8 anyway, because I really enjoyed the original with, I can't remember, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and George Clooney, the original one.
George Clooney.
The very original one. But... the female one, we'll see. Also, Jurassic World is out. Love Jurassic Park, so... And I enjoyed...
How many Jurassic Worlds have been made?
Oh, Mick, there's so many.
57 million.
No, there's like quite a lot.
Yeah,
there's... Actually, look, because of Jurassic Park, you had the first three, Jurassic Park 1, 2, 3.
Then I remember the first one that came out. It's like a long time ago.
Remember, they just played one last night on SBS.
Yeah, it would have been like to...
They flew into it.
Well, the first one was in 93, then they had, you know... 97, 2001, and then Then they did the reboot, the trilogy, the new reboot in 2015.
Oh, the old tree reboot.
Yeah, now this is a sequel to the trilogy, so it's like, oh my God, and there'll be another one as well in 2021.
It has to be a pre-sequel.
Well, it has to be a prehistoric sequel, I think. Anyway.
And then they have...
That's my terrible dinosaur joke, anyway.
Oh, dear. Is that getting better?
No, they don't.
Okay, just checking.
Just letting you know.
That's good to know. We didn't want to, like,
Well, now that the Sydney Film Festival is over...
And you never saw any
I did see one movie. I'm a bit ashamed about that because there were a lot of really good ones I wanted to see. And I might still see them, so we'll see what happens.
How do you see them after it's over, though? It must be really hard.
I have my ways, Glenn.
I'll tell you a good one now. It's come out.
My ways.
It was done by the same people who did Kenny.
Oh, yeah, that Australian crime movie, right? Yeah. I heard it's really good.
Is it an Australian movie?
Yeah, yeah.
And well, they think the way they got the money was they went to independent cinema screeners.
Yeah, and then did like a distribution deal, right? Yeah, which makes sense.
Mm.
But as far as that goes...
And you see Kenny's brother, or the bloke who played Kenny, and the bloke...
Glenn Jacobs. Glenn
and see his brother, they talk the same, they look the same.
They're brothers.
But exactly, they look like twins.
Yeah?
They sound,
Oh, well, that's good to hear. But I do want to... It does look like a good movie. I can't recall what it's called off the top of my head, to be honest, but...
Go see it.
Go see it if you can find it.
That we don't know what it's called.
It's only on special... It's not in every picture theatre.
Limited release, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes
sense. And they're having red carpets at the people who... Or all these different openings and things for this thing at the sponsors places, which were independent theatres.
Well, really? Mm. I do like independent theatres, I think. Movies are great as a whole, you know, to be honest. I really enjoy them.
Remember, Australia made the first movie in the world.
Did they?
Mm.
What was it?
I think Australia is awesome.
It was what called?
Ned Kelly. Not the first movie in the world, surely.
Oh, no, it was the first feature film.
Some of the first documentary stuff was done in Australia by St. Vincent's or one of these charity people. They were the first to have cameras.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. At Vinnie's? Wow. Good stuff.
That's all for movies?
Yeah, that's all for movies.
We're back. Mick might get mad again, and if he does, we'll be back.
We'll be back to wrap up, surely.
Yeah.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 2GLF.
Welcome back to the program.
I'm going deaf.
You are.
By the way, Mick thought we were on the whole time.
I know. So he's ruined his whole segment.
No.
But the biggest news this week, though, Steve, it's an out-of-this-world announcement from our favourite man in Washington.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Our beautiful ancestors... won two world wars, defeated fascism and communism, and put a man on the face of the moon. And I think you saw the other day, we're reopening NASA. We're going to be going to space. Space Force.
Iron Man, Superman. They good in those cards. Marvel comics. Ugh. They have a Space Force, don't they?
But we get a bit of war to keep the Martians out. That's what I want to know.
We have to, right?
Yeah. We don't want these.
They're illegal immigrants.
No, the Martians will take our water. Because you go to Mars. Where's the water on the surface?
There is none.
No.
Was NASA closed?
Well, Trump said he reopened it.
I didn't know anyone closed it. I thought it was
he's
still open.
He's full of crap.
Well, yeah. No, not Trump.
No, it's Space Force. He's not full
Space
of crap.
Space Force. I've always wanted Space Force. Space Force 1.
NASA's over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the organic certification. NASA.
Natural organic.
That's what NASA stands for. That's in Australia. It's the certification of organically grown food.
Oh, wow. Mm. And do they have a spaceship?
Some people get very spaced out on their food.
Will the Space Force soldier do, out of interest?
Protect America.
In space.
Against
space people.
Do you know how much is out there, Glenn? Oh, so much crap.
There was a
law. Oh, I'm sure there is.
There was a law made by all the world about having no military forces or having no military weapons in space.
Trump must have missed that meeting.
No, but there is other space forces in the world. They're not the first people to have one. And actually, technically, they've already got a military command in the US Air Force already that does space. It's just a rebranding exercise.
Yeah.
Like, Russia has the aerospace forces.
Yeah.
France has the French Joint Space Command.
Have they got all these cartoon characters from their shows?
I don't know. It just sounds like a cartoon. And it's not the first time. Donald Rumsfeld thought it was a good idea back in 2000. Mm-hmm. You're right, mate.
Yeah.
It's not come up since then, so.
Good. I wonder why.
Don't know. Sounds a bit radical.
The puppets.
Pretty much, eh?
Who does the puppets?
Who?
Something's cool!
Oh, Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds. They might be getting Thunderbirds to come.
Oh, they should have called it Thunderbirds Force, yeah.
Thunder Force would have been awesome. Yeah.
To be fair, he solved his immigration problem this week too, so that's been quite good.
He doesn't want families to be away from their kids.
Yeah.
His wife.
Even though he originally wanted them.
But it was the Democrats' fault, and then he was able to fix it anyway.
His wife kicked him in the bum about it.
Yeah.
But what about his wife's jacket, though? She didn't care, apparently.
It's just a jacket. Who cares? Which I thought was hilarious. That's what she said, by the way.
I think that was a really, really clever stunt.
Yeah.
It proves the point that it was a ridiculous thing to point out in the first place. Mm.
Yeah. But, you know, they're going to find anything to attack Trump. So.
To be fair, she wouldn't be out of the house because Trump was back home, so he wanted to get out.
She went the furthest way she could.
That's it. Can I get to the border? Can you let me on the other side? I don't want to stay.
Can I be blocked up against so you can't get me?
Pretty much. Something like that, right?
Mm.
Yeah, exciting week, I think.
Very exciting week.
Yeah. That's Mick, you got anything else before we go?
Predictions are coming true.
Are they?
They were talking about in 20 years' time, there should be 40% of our jobs or 50% of the jobs will be gone. Telstra announced 8,000 jobs to go. And some other employers have also announced large numbers of people to be removed from their jobs just to save money and make bigger profit. And in the end, what's going to happen? There'll be no one working, and no one will be able to afford the products they're giving out.
Right.
Like that happened in America in the 08 and 07.
Yeah. But people will still be working.
No. Who will be working? Anything a man can do, a computer can do just as good or even better.
Right.
So you replace humans with computers, you've got no one working. You're going to have it like...
Well, good news is, coming up next, we've got our chatbot World on Wheels program. Replace it with computers, so...
Yep, bleep, bleep, bleep,
beep, 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 beep,
beep.
Sound effects and stuff. That's it. No, actually, real people coming up next. You can have real radio, right? The World on Wheels is wheeling in, we're wheeling out.
It's a really good show.
A really good show.
A
really good show.
You're not going to get critically acclaimed feedback any better than that.
And don't forget, you can check our website out, thewildwest.com.au, and we're on demand now at 893fm.com.au as well.